everybody. Welcome. We are GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source, and we're talking hockey today. Yeah, that's right. Grant Peronica back in the studios of GFBS. Your show today, by the way, brought to you by Probita's Promotions. Want to boost your brand? You want your business to stand out from the crowd? Well, look no further than Probita's Promotions. Probita's will consult with you at no cost to find the perfect swag for your business, logoed apparel, hats, promotional products, trade show displays, and awards. Probita's is the region's top provider for free online stores, and now Probita's Promotions offers free shipping. Yeah, that's right. Any item, any size order, you get free ground shipping to one location. With locations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, and Minot, you can get the perfect apparel, team spirit wear, and more, and all with free shipping, too. Probita's Promotions, call 1-866-PRO-SWAG or shop probitaspromo.com. Boost your brand and stand out from the crowd with Probita's Promotions. Well, have any calls, comments, texts, whatever? For Grant Peronica, myself, our phone number here at the studio, 701-213-0863. Again, 701-213-0863. And before we get rolling, it is time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go. My joke my neighbor tells me today. Okay. You have $400, right? Your daughter texts and says she needs $200. Well, then your son texts you and he needs another $150. How much do you have left? Well, if it was me, I would still have $400 and two unread texts. Katie, what'd you think of that one?
You want to know what your response should be?
What?
Get a job. Literally. Get a job.
Oh, Grant Peronica, how are you, man?
Really good. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back in the studio. Yeah. You know, the thing is people are like, well, what are you talking about hockey for now? There's always time, in my opinion, to talk about hockey. I love it. And in fact, the last time you were on the show, you were getting ready to head out west. And I think it was for the NIT tryouts.
Yeah, we just had the NIT tryouts. Yeah.
Okay, tell us about what is the NIT, first off.
Okay, I'll try and explain it. NIT stands for National Invite Tournament. It's something that Minnesota Hockey had put on for I guess high school kids, Federation kids that are looking to advance their careers, and it's part of their 54 festival. They run it at the same time in the same arena at Plymouth Ice Center, and these kids are from. High school kids from Michigan, Minnesota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, and now Colorado. Mm-hmm. It used to be Mass. And, really what it's designed to be is, like I said, kids that want their career to try and advance their career to the next level. And it's a showcase where that's attended by, a tremendous amount of junior scouts. College was not there this year. In person because, they're in their dead period. Mm-hmm, and then mm-hmm. NHL people, like it's just a highly scouted event that goes with all the young kids that Minnesota is bringing out. Mm-hmm. And they're a tremendous, talent bed, of course. So they get to see all these kids in one place and go from arena to arena. And, we're a part of that. Minnesota Hockey was nice enough to have us be part of it along with the other, some of the community-based high school states where they still have, good high school hockey. And they've brought this kind of tournament together where everyone can showcase their abilities in front of these scouting staff. So
You mentioned the word showcase. Does this kind of take over then for the Chicago showcase? Because I don't think that's going on anymore, is it?
Right, that's correct. Yeah, I don't know that it's going on anymore. But this Minnesota Hockey, I think, started this about 10 years ago, and we've been in it since then. It's just been a great fit for us, and we do a lot of other things with Minnesota Hockey at our 14, 15. 16 levels and with our youth groups. And, this is kind of part of that. And it's just been great for our kids to be a part of. I mean, to compete against some of the best high school kids, in those states and bringing our best too. And it's just been a great experience for our kids, I think, and for everyone involved.
And I'm sure you people watching the show are chomping at the bit to find out how Team North Dakota did, but we're going to talk about that in a minute. I'm going to leave the suspense out there for a while. Now, I noticed, I was kind of looking at who the teams were there. Minnesota have two teams?
Yeah, Minnesota. Well, you look at the amount of high schools in Minnesota. They have 250-some high schools, mm-hmm. I believe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their population bases are bigger. Wisconsin, Michigan as well. So they do bring a high-performance 18s, which is generally their this year it would be their 2003 birth years, which are 11th graders, I guess you could say. And they have a team of seniors. And that's the same with Michigan and Wisconsin as well. Now, North Dakota, you know, small high school, 20 high schools, you know, we don't have that. We don't have enough players, I guess, to be able to compete, at that level.
I was thinking maybe it was because Minnesota was, no matter what, going to figure out a way to win, have one of their Minnesota teams win this tournament.
Well, no, that's not it. They usually do. Like they have, like I say, they really have do a good job there, and you know, as well as Wisconsin and Michigan now. But you know, the point is to bring all these kids together and you know, help them try and advance their careers should they want to do that.
Okay, now what was your position? What did you do with Team North Dakota? Because were you on the bench?
No, I'm not on the bench. I'm kind of the stick boy, I guess you could say, that doesn't get to be on the bench. I kind of help as the player development director for North Dakota Amateur Hockey. It's one of our programs, and it's kind of a standalone program that it takes place only for this NIT event. You know, we start right after the high school season with the tryout, and then with about 70 kids or so are invited, and it gets down to 50 kids that actually, you know, register to mm-hmm. attend. And we start at about three teams. We cut down to two teams, and then the final 20-person roster. And I kind of set all that up, the hotels, and we've designed it to be like a what we want to call a junior hockey experience to go with that. Hey, do you want to advance your career? You know, this kind of gives you a picture what it might mm-hmm. be like. And all the kids travel on the bus together, the ones that make the team. So you got basically your first tryout camp at three teams, like almost like an open camp. Mm-hmm. And then you got your main camp, you know, at two teams. And then, you know, your final roster of 20, that's your team. And those kids, like I say, travel together, eat together, play together in this tournament. We practice once on the way down in St. Cloud, and you know, we'll tour their facilities, you know, just to get kids thinking about, you know, college and, you know, what Division One mm-hmm. might be like, their program. And we tour a Division Three facility and visit with their team down in the cities. We went to Hamlin this year, and, you know, just they get a chance to interact, talk with coaches, you know, about their program. And you know, it's something I think, you know, that maybe gets them thinking a little bit and about, you know, what they want to do, and would college mm-hmm. hockey be something that they're even interested in, and what it might be like, and that sort of thing. So we've kind of turned it into like an entire weekend where you know, kids, you know, get all these opportunities. And the, of course, the centerpiece of it is that big tournament mm-hmm. where it's highly scouted and kids get opportunities right out of there.
Well, let's face it, the jump from high school hockey to juniors or maybe through college, that is quite the step. I mean, it's not like going to the perp for your afternoon practice, being there in time to jump on the bus and go to Fargo or whatever. This is a really big step.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, you know, you look at just amongst the kids that are there, there's some tremendous talent and hockey players from those states. But, you know, you look at how much the sport has grown in the U.S. I mean, you got hockey being played, you know, all over California and across the South, you know, Texas and Florida. And you know, it's eye-opening, too, to see how many players there are actually out there and how much talent and how many good players that, you know, that are there. So that's another piece of it is like, you know, we're in our little pond here and, mm-hmm. you know, there's a great big ocean, too. So, you know, to get to swim in that's pretty cool.
I want to mention the coaches because, I mean, when you look at your resume for coaching, I mean, National Coach of the Year, High School Coach of the Year. How many state tournaments, how many guys you have sent on to the next level? It was kind of surprising to me that you were not on the bench, but who were your coaches and tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, they did a tremendous job. And Chad Dolan has been with us for, I think about seven or eight years. Well, all 8 years, I believe. Chad Dolan's been part of our North Dakota amateur programs and has coached the NIT team. And then Jake Brandt has been with us for 3 years as well, too. So those guys are two, you know, very personable, knowledgeable coaches and just do a great job interacting with the kids. And, you know, they offset each other really well because Jake's intense when he's on the bench. And, you know, he's a real competitor. And Chad's a little bit more reserved in that. But, you know, not to say that he's not a competitor. But those guys kind of play off each other really well. And they do a good job. I think they get the respect of the kids. And really, it's a fun weekend where they get to interact and share stories about their experiences as well, too, you know, going on to play. You know, at the college level and you know, what that might be like. And, they've just done a terrific job for him. The other guy involved with it is Travis Rybczynski, who's been with me for, he was actually before I even took the player development job. So he coached it for a couple of years, I think one or two when it first started. And now he's kind of in a manager role with me on that as well. We all kind of put this thing together and for the kids. So I guess to go back to what you had asked about, what do I do? Book the hotels, I guess, you know, arrange the, make sure the invites get out, all that sort of stuff, the behind the scenes stuff, booking the bus and reserving that and, you know, making sure the kids have their warm-ups and those sorts of things and taking skates to be sharpened.
Did you have anything to do with who made the roster? Was your voice heard in this and in who picked this team?
No, we have a panel of you know, guys that scout throughout the season, and they're high school coaches and a college coach, and sometimes we've had an ex-pro player and that, you know, involved in the program. So basically they sit down in the room and kind of hash it out, and there's certain things that they would, you know, maybe consult me on, if it comes down to, you know, this or that. I can give them background information, but I really don't participate in the selection process. I guess I used to earlier on, but as we've built this staff and we've gotten people involved, I haven't done that for several years now. I have faith in them and trust them, and they do a tremendous job. I know it's not easy. Sometimes you get it wrong, right? There's no question. And you do the best you can at the time, you know, with what you have and the resources that are available to you, and then you make your best decisions and go with it. By and large, I think, they've done a really good job, and they're excited about doing it. And just guys that are passionate about helping kids, trying to get there and realize maybe their next step or their dreams.
Now, is there this is put on by CCM, I believe.
Yes.
Is there a girls CCM NIT tournament?
Yes, there is, and not this year. You know, it's been a real struggle on the girls' side as far as numbers, and you know, with not only with our program, but you know, in Minnesota hasn't had as much trouble. They've just got such a nice population base and numbers of kids that are registered, enrolled, and playing. But you know, some of the other ones have struggled a little bit too. So this year they did not have a girls NIT, and I don't know that that's going to come back. It's just, you know, the interest maybe, you know, wasn't quite there. It's a difficult thing when, you know, you're a small population state and you have maybe a high school, whether it's girls or boys, that decide after they don't want to play on, you know, and that really even diminishes your number of you know, interested people as well. So it's unfortunate. It was a great opportunity for our girls as well. But it's went away, and that's, you know, it's too bad. I don't know if we're going to get it back. I mean, we work with the Minnesota people, and you know, they might be able to bring it back. But as of now, it's off. They've combined their NIT girls, you know, with their high performance 15, 16, 17s, and just kind of given them, you know, opportunity that way. But it's hurt us.
Yeah. No question. And that's too bad because, let's face it, there are a lot of girls in North Dakota that could go on to the next level.
Yeah, and there are. There really are right now, too. I mean, there's girls making commitments. I think, was it Molly Black just out of Devil's Lake just made one? And then, so, you know, I guess... you know, following and keeping up on all that is a little difficult, but But, you know, we do have girls that have gone on. Promersberger's just went on to St. Thomas. Yep. You know, she signed a letter of intent there, I believe. And, you know, we do have girls that are good players mm-hmm. here in the state, too. So it's great, yeah.
Now, I know you're all wondering, how did Team North Dakota do in this CCM NIT tournament? Well, I'll tell you in a minute. How's that? I want to talk about Raptor PCS first in the Grand Cities Mall. I'm telling you guys, this is the best place to take your computer. Maybe you're looking for a new laptop. Go check out Raptor PCS too. And they do a full range of computer services at very affordable rates. Computer builds, virus removal, hardware repairs. And in most cases, I know they're really busy right now, but most cases, if they're working on your computer, you should get it back the following day. They'll even come to your house, pick your computer up, or if you want to stop at the loading zone in front of Rumors, you can do that too. Winners of the top-rated local businesses in Grand Forks for the last 3+ years. And here's another pretty cool thing about Brock and the guys at Raptor. You bring your computer in, you mention this ad, and Brock will give you 15% off any computer service. Now, we go to Raptor PCS all the time. I told you it's the best place to take your computer. Check them out, raptorpcs.com, or call 701-772-7626. Raptor PCS in the Grand Cities Mall. And we'll be telling you here coming up in a couple of weeks, Raptor PCS got some big things going on in June. So be paying attention for that. All right, back with Coach Grant Peronica. I guess in this interview, you're not the coach, but how did Team North Dakota do in this big CCM National Invite Tournament?
Well, Team North Dakota won it this year. Well, I'm happy to say and proud
to
say.
How about that?
So, yeah.
You beat the Minnesota teams. Who else did you have to play?
We played the Michigan High Performance 18s and the Wisconsin 18s were in our pool as well. And you come out of your pool play, and then everybody gets to play on Sunday. Like I said, the overriding purpose is, you know, to showcase these mm-hmm. these kids, and hopefully they can get an opportunity to move on. So you know, it just depends on whether you play. You play in the championship game or the third place game, and you know, everyone gets another game where they can kind of show their abilities. But yeah, we won it, and you know, that's the first time we ever have in the 10 years we've been involved in it. So it's you know, I mean, someone had asked me what does it mean, and I was like, well, you know, on the one hand, maybe it just means, you know, we had a good year. Like next mm-hmm. year could be totally different,
yeah.
right? Like when you get your top kids to come out, and you know, that really helps. You know, it helps us be competitive over the years. I think we've. You know, it doesn't go in a straight line, but we've progressively gotten mm-hmm. better. We used to, you know, get manhandled. So, you know, if it says anything, you know, for our kids that are there, it means, you know, opportunity. It says, take a look. You know, we've got kids that can play. But overall, I think, I don't know if it means anything. It's we're improving. You know, we're mm-hmm. we're going in the right direction, I think, and we're getting more kids interested and more kids playing. And you know, it's creating opportunities. It says we can compete with you know, some of the top community based mm-hmm. High school programs, maybe in the country or at least in the region. You know, I think we do have that ability, and we are getting better, and we're working at it, and the kids are too, and they're. You know, applying themselves to their skills and trying to get better, and we're creating opportunities for them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, maybe it means nothing, but maybe it means we're trending in the right direction.
Sure.
Too.
Me being involved with hockey my whole life, growing up in Section 8 in Thief River Falls, calling high school hockey games for the Prowlers. Then I move to Grand Forks, and I start calling Central games, mm-hmm. Red River games, East Grand Forks games. And I have this argument with my old Minnesota friends all the time. North Dakota hockey cannot compete with Minnesota hockey. It never happened. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so you got two teams in Minnesota, the best kids at this age. You got Colorado, you got Michigan, you got North Dakota. And North Dakota comes out on top. And so this is where I get to go to my buddies, you know, hey, did you see who won that NIT tournament? Coach, when we get to the roster of Team North Dakota, boy, I tell you what, Grand Forks was represented pretty darn good, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. We had a lot of kids, a lot of local kids from Grand Forks on the team, and they did well. They all played well, and I think, yeah, they certainly all deserved to be there, and they were a big component of it. We did have kids from nine, basically nine of the 18 or 20 high schools across the state this year. And, you know, that kind of comes and goes, like, right? Like, one year it's a little stronger out here, and next year it's there. And, you know, over, I guess, over time, you know, I don't know if it balances out or not, but, you know, we do have, you know, to me, we have had good players in town here, and, you know, that's a credit to our youth hockey programs and what they're doing to, and above and beyond most of all, it's probably a credit to the kids themselves, you know, getting the opportunities. We have great facilities for them to work out in, you know, people, you know, educating them, coaching them on that, on their off-ice stuff, our facilities, you know, with the park district. Like, we have, what, 9, 10, 11 ice sheets in town between here and east side. Like, there's lots of opportunity, and kids applying themselves, you know, are creating those for themselves, right? Like,
you know, how important is the youth hockey programs in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks for the development of these kids? Because, I mean, let's face it, we've got some great youth hockey around here.
Yeah, we do. And I think, you know, I think it's great. Like, the people that are involved and, you know, are all doing the right things, and they're in it for the right reasons. And I think, yeah, I think we've got good, again, good opportunity and good people trying to help, you know, these kids kind of get to where they want to go. You know, and it's even bigger than that. Like, it's hockey for life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can play recreational men's league and get good health and fitness out of that. So, so, you know, I really like, you know, what we have here and what we have available to us and, you know, the people that, that are working with it and doing what they can, you know, to give kids these opportunities and lifestyles.
You know, since we are Grand Forks best source, can you name off the roster of the Grand Forks kids that were on Team North Dakota? Do you have the roster with you?
I do have the roster with me. Should I list the whole roster?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we had a goaltender, Logan Hendrickson, out of Bismarck. He played for Bismarck High. Carson Caulfield from Grand Forks Central. Cooper Frege, who's played for Grand Forks Red River this year. He's a kid that moved up from Fargo, played at Cheyenne, I think, the year or 2 years before. Mm-hmm. And they moved to town, and he played for Red River. Dylan Koontz played for Central. Wyatt LeDuc played for Red River. Joseph Risky played for Central. And Carson Sang playing for Central. That's our defensive core right there, those kids. And you know, I think if you look throughout the state, we had pretty strong...
Oh, yeah.
two pretty strong teams.
Yes. Again, yeah.
Again, representing in the state tournament. And you know, those kids are pretty good hockey players. So, so, you know, they had to try out, and they earned that opportunity. And that's, you know, hats off to them, right?
Sure.
For doing that. Ian Amsbaugh from Botno Rugby High School. He played with us. His brother played a couple of years back, 3-4 years ago, I think. His brother had played in that tournament, and he's a really good talent there, you know, representing Botno Rugby. Owen Bartz from Fargo North. Zach Boren from Fargo South Shanley. Young guy. He was 2005 birth year, so he's
oh, wow.
Yeah, so really young player there who's you know, really done a good job and looking good. He's a kid who didn't actually even play hardly all the high school season because of a broken thumb, not a broken thumb, but he had something wrong with his thumb. I think it was a tendon or something. So he missed most of the high school season and, you know, was able to jump in and play and contribute and be effective. So, you know, earned his way there again just by starting out at the training camp.
Sure.
Landon Carter from Grafton Park River. Another young guy, he's an 04 birth year, sophomore this season. Dominic Grishevsky from Central. Jacob Grandstrand from Red River. Joey Canelli from Central. Nolan Nienau from Jamestown, a young kid that's, a sophomore. He played high school as a freshman and, had a tremendous season out in Jamestown, played for Coach Stockard out there. Braden Panzer from Central, who was, of course, the leading scorer in the state and did a great job for us. This year was our captain at Central. Colton Schulte from Bismarck Century. Chase Spicer, again, from Central. Brandon White from Central. And Zach Sandy, the goaltender from Fargo South. So that's, 9, 10, 11, 12 kids from the city and from Grand Forks here. And, and the rest from around the state, so...
Man, that's incredible. You got 9 from Central, 3 from Red River, Now, the line of Kennelly, Braden Panzer, Chase Spicer, you know these kids pretty well.
Yeah, sure do. Had them all for 3 years in our program. And, you know, just to watch them progress has been really rewarding, you know, for me personally. You know, they're all kids who are passionate about playing. I know they want to play on. Yeah, they just kind of worked their way there. And you know, when they were at the tournament, they really played well. They stated a case for themselves. I mean, you know, why someone should take a look at them and consider them for their team. I mean, three different types of players really there, but all complement each other well and all have something to offer to some team at the next level for sure. And they, like when they were on the ice, you know, they were hard to stop. They created scoring opportunities almost every shift, and they cashed in on a lot of them.
Well, you know, when you look at it, and again, the best teams in Minnesota, North Dakota, Colorado, Michigan, and this line of Joe Kennelly, Braden Panzer, Chase Spicer, 25 points between the three of them in four games. I mean, that's like mind-boggling. Those are like Gretzky, Lemieux numbers, you know?
Yeah, they just, you know, as they kept going, they just seemed to roll and they just couldn't miss. They had everything going for them, right? And they worked hard and I don't know what to say about them other than, you know, they did a tremendous job, and they were good leaders and they did what they needed to do, right, to make a case for themselves.
So any of these kids on the roster, can they already be committed to the next level, or does that matter? Because I know, like, the showcase, you couldn't be committed to the next level, but I'm just wondering, because there's some phenomenal players here. You're just wondering, when are they going to verbally commit? When are they going to commit? Are any of these kids ready to move on, or are they going on soon?
Yeah, well, they will be. That's a tough one, because it's a hard year this year with the corona, you know, and even the portal plays into it, right? And you know, it's kind of backed things up, so people are sitting on their hands a little bit, and you know, there's not a whole lot of commitments and not being handed out quite yet.
Sure.
And you know, I don't know how that's going to shake out. It's going to take some time probably, and you know, but they're capable. I sure think they are. So
yeah, and I don't know how it works at the college level, because a lot of these kids were offered another year back of eligibility. Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of them, you know, maybe you're to the point now where you're a free agent, you could still sign, but maybe a lot of these kids too haven't decided what they're, are they going to come back for one more year? Right. Will that free open more roster spots? Been kind of a mess, you know, and people just think, well, the pandemic has messed up everything, but in way more ways than we realize.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, a lot of our kids need that, you know, from North Dakota, need that extra step where they go to the Canadian juniors too. And that's basically 132 tier two junior teams that are cut off from, you know, opportunity for our kids right now. And, you know, a lot of them went there and played there and contributed and, you know, had great experience and were members of some of those Manitoba, Saskatchewan junior or wherever. And they don't, you know, that's an opportunity that's kind of closed off to them right now. And I think that really hurts, because that interaction of having Canadian kids come down and American kids going up there really kind of is great, I guess, a great dynamic for both places, you know. I mean,
So I don't know how the whole pandemic thing works up in Canada, but for example, let's use UND. Canada's a hotbed for UND hockey. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the coaches we have around this area now. All came through Canada, through UND, most of them. Does this mean now that the colleges can't jump on these kids from Canada? Or do they got to wait it out? Or can they get a visa or something? Or how does that even work? Because I don't know. Can a United States college, can they send a scout up to Canada to even watch?
Well, yeah, I don't know what there is to watch right now.
Well, no, that's true. Yeah, there's nothing to watch, I guess.
You know, so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that that's a question for the college coaches, I guess, because that's always being kind of changed maybe, or, you know, being looked at. And, you know, I don't think they, well, for one thing, they're in a blackout period right now, right? So they didn't, you know, they can't recruit kids right now. I don't know if that's opened up. Was it May 1st or something? Yeah. I don't know. Those are questions beyond.
Seems like they keep extending things up there.
Yeah, but you know, back to the point you had made about the tournament. This is kids that are, you know, in previous years that were not committed. This year they allowed that. I don't know that there were any there that were committed, but it is also kids that are not playing, like, you know, some kids get called up after their high school. Mm-hmm.
Go play juniors.
Yeah, to go play juniors. So it would not include those kids.
Sure.
These are the kids that are not doing that.
Okay.
So basically, you know, left and have not made that type of commitment or affiliate agreement or mm-hmm. anything with the team. So, but I know this year there were college committed kids were eligible, and I don't know that mm-hmm. anyone was there. I guess
were there any of the Grand Forks High School kids? Did they go make that jump to finish out the year with USHL or the NAHL or anything like that?
Of the Grand Forks kids, mm-hmm. not that I'm aware of. No,
okay.
Which
is kind of surprising.
Yeah, it's still going on though. Mm-hmm. So like I think they're entering in playoffs. Well, the USHL is in playoffs right mm-hmm. now. North American Hockey League, you know, is shortly about to do that. So, you know, whether some do or not, I don't know. And that's, you know, that's a kind of a decision on the team and on the kids too as well. Maybe they don't, you know, want to go there in other sports. They'll, mm-hmm. you know, join the team next year or something like that. But
You know, they want to come back, graduate, do whatever, mm-hmm. hang out with the kids. Boy, going back in time here's a name that UND Fighting Hawks or Fighting Sioux fans might recollect. George Gwozdecki was
yes.
the coach of the Colorado team.
Yeah.
Remember old George?
Yeah, for sure. So it was good to visit with him. It was great to visit with him, actually, because, you know, Colorado is one of those states where they do have a lot of, you know, tier one programs mm-hmm. in the state, right? So this
sure.
doesn't include those kids. This is the high school kids,
yep.
right? So, you know, he's kind of involved in that and trying to build their whole high school program. You know, I think in some instances, there's kids that don't want to do that tier one for expense or moving away from home or whatever reason, and they're good hockey players and they're staying in high school and playing and going that route, like community based is what we'd mm-hmm. call it, and that's what we do. So, you know, George is involved in that and coached one of the teams there, I think, and you know, just trying to grow high school hockey and build it. You know, this was their first foray into the NIT, and you know. He's looking to grow that, like you say, and build Colorado high school hockey, which is tremendous.
You know, my memory isn't good. I blame a lot of it on the 80s, but was he the coach that came out on the ice at the Ralph the one year?
Yeah, I think that's probably what he's most remembered for.
Do you remember what caused
all that? Yeah, it was a penalty or something.
Yeah.
I don't really remember the details, right?
It was funny, though.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Boy, I tell you what, if you want 14,000 screaming fans screaming at you, I wouldn't do that. So what's next for these kids that represented Team North Dakota so good?
Well, they will, like I say, a lot of them will get opportunities in one way or another. I know there's Canadian teams that are interested, and they're just kind of waiting for that to border to open, hopefully, mm-hmm. where they can have the U.S. kids in their league. I know there's North American Hockey Leagues and USHL teams that are interested in calling, and they'll kind of deal with the kids, you know, one-on-one or their families with that, whether they go get drafted, go to a camp, you know, whatever the case may be. But, you know, like I say, people are there. The scouts are there marking their kids and, you know, thinking, trying to find someone that might fit into their program or what they need for this particular year coming up and you know, who looks good for future, right? So I think that'll all kind of shake itself out over the next, you know, over the summer here. And, you know, kids will get either invites to camp or, like I say, offered tenders or, you know, get drafted by a particular team. And you know, that'll be kind of their foot in the door for the next step up.
Last time you were here, Coach, I can't remember if the Johnson kids scored that first NHL goal yet, but good to see Luke Johnson scoring
yeah.
his first NHL goal for the Minnesota
sure.
Wild. Is there anybody else that has made the jump to the NHL since you were here last? I can't remember any other Grand Forks kids. With the pandemic, they're, you know, back and forth, and they're on that one team, and then they
yeah.
get called up. So I can't remember.
I think, is Paul on the taxi squad? Paul Ledoux might be on the
there
taxi
you go.
Squad.
There you go. Is he
in Washington?
Washington, yeah.
yeah.
What about, did we have somebody from Montreal? Up in Montreal? No, maybe I'm wrong.
No.
Anyway, speaking of NHL, is there a particular team, Coach, that you follow?
Not really. I just like to follow the guys that from, you know, around, I guess, around here that mm-hmm. you know from UND, you know, people that you might know that are involved. I guess, you know, Toronto, Dave Haxtell is involved there,
mm-hmm.
right? So we really cheer for him in that respect. As a kid growing up, I was always a Boston fan. I was a
you
Bruins
were, huh?
fan. I just loved the Bruins. I loved the Celtics, the Boston, even the Boston Breakers, the Patriots.
Oh, wow.
You know, I had a buddy and everything was Boston for us. I don't know how that came about, but the Red Sox, you know, we were just diehard Boston fans. And And that kind of, you know, I maybe have a soft spot there just for that old nostalgic, you know, original six team. But at the same time, you know, you just want people that you know involved in the game to do well, and you cheer for them, right?
So. You know, I think it would be funny to hear like a Boston Canadian accent. That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Any summer hockey plans for you this summer, Coach?
No, I mean, we do have our Tier 1 team tryouts for North Dakota Amateur coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend. So it seems like, yeah, you know, hockey's almost become year-round because their camps are at different times and things like that. So, you know, I have mixed feelings about that. I know it's kind of got to be done, but, you know, I always had looked forward to that off-season and getting primed for the next, next season myself. But, yeah, so I have no summer hockey plans. Like, you know, the stuff we do is all sanctioned hockey, right? Like, and, you know, officials, and it's not like where you call your buddy and, you know, come out and let's form a team. So you know, I don't really get involved in that aspect of it. But with North Dakota Amateur, like you said, we've got the Tier 1 tryouts coming out next weekend down in Fargo. And, you know, then we won't have much until our training camps, and we fire up. Other than training camps, we basically fire up the last week of August, right in September, when traditional hockey season used to be. So
right.
I like that aspect of it. Let kids get a chance to get out to the lake as much as they can and do their other sports and play ball and that sort of thing.
I mean, we all know about your hockey career. You had a great career, Coach. Did you play other sports growing up?
Yeah, I did. I played baseball, and I played a little bit of football. That we tried to play flag football through the high school, and you know, just anything. I was generally involved in anything that could get you outside, hunting and fishing, right? Hunting and fishing, a ball. We'd enter tournaments, whatever we could. We played a lot of slow pitch, and just, you know, anything you could do to keep active. It just seemed like competing was kind of where it was fun and what we wanted to do. So.
No, you're just itching to get up to Lake of the Woods to do a little fishing, aren't you?
Yeah, I sure am, and that's a challenge in itself. So, so I'd like to do that. But
you ever think about going catfishing on the Red one time?
I know a
guy that would probably take you.
I'd love to do that. My son does it. They have a group of guys that go, and they just have a tremendous time, and I've never done it, so I'm ready.
Well, the Red River Valley Catfish Club starts their official season this Wednesday. So, I'm getting my boat ready to go now, so... I'll give you a call. Let's go do that one of these afternoons.
I'd love to. I appreciate the offer. Yeah,
it's fun. But the thing is, you got to have a couple of Busch lattes with me, though.
Oh, I can handle that.
All
right. Do you noodle or do you use
them? No. These are a completely different kind of catfish. I would not stick my arm in the throat of one of these fish at all. Okay. I got bit in the thumb one time, and I swear to you, I thought he took my whole thumb.
Oh.
It was that bad. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm sticking my hand down one of those things.
We won't do that. I'll borrow my son's rod, the ugly stick.
You don't need anything. I got it all for you. Yep.
Awesome.
Again, congratulations. Man, that is something for North Dakota hockey, winning the CCM NIT tournament. And you know, I, after following North Dakota, especially Grand Forks hockey for so many years now, I never had a doubt in my mind that you guys were going to go to this big tournament and compete and even win. So, man, that just tells you what North Dakota's got for hockey.
Yeah, I think we do, and maybe we're underrepresented, but we're doing what we can, right? Like everybody's doing what we can here to improve and always looking to get better.
Anything else that I missed, Don? Do you want to talk about?
No, I don't think so. I think I know there was a couple of those things that, you know, on that tournament, and the people that run it, you know, I just wanted to mention to them, they've just been tremendous. Chris Lonke's the tournament manager there, and Mike McMillan's, you know, player development at Minnesota Hockey, and you know, those guys have just been great with us. You know, they've been good partners to work with, and you know, include us in everything, because you know, we're, like I say, they're a big state and got a lot of kids and a lot of people involved, and you know, we're a small state, and we're growing, like we're still younger than they are, and the west of North Dakota is younger than the east, right?
Yeah.
Like there's less generations that have played, so it takes time, and it's a process, and you know, like I said, maybe next year, you know, we fall flat on our face or something, but you know, it's generally going in the right direction. We really like that, and we like, you know, working with those guys and even the other people like Wisconsin. Tim Hebner's been there for I don't know how many years, and he, you know, runs that program for them, and, you know, just all the good people that you get to meet and work with. And we didn't have it last year because of the corona, mm-hmm. and I could tell everybody was just excited to get back and see each other and just, you know.
Do you think that, I mean, I know the good scouts and the good coaches, they know about Grand Forks and they know about North Dakota. Do you think you turned some heads out there, though, with this tournament?
I think so. But again, it's 1 year that we turned heads, and you got to do that consistently, you know. But yeah, I sure think I'd like to hope so anyway. I'd like to hope we did and just, you know, say, take a look at our kids here, too. You know, that's kind of what it's about.
You notice she keeps poking me with that stick because I'm a little slow. I'm a little slow on the camera today.
Okay.
I love holding the stick during the show because I know it makes him nervous and mad.
Looks like the hickory switch I used to get.
Yeah. Funny. The old hickory switch. How about that? Grant Paranica, thank you for coming into the studio again. And, you know, even though we're just getting into summer now, it won't be that long and we're going to be back talking hockey again.
Yeah, I'm sure, right? It comes up real quick, so let's get a fishing rod in between.
Let's do that, and I will get a hold of you. And again, thank you so much for coming on the show, and congratulations to all of the guys that were on that CCM NIT Team North Dakota team. Man, I tell you what, you made a bunch of us Nodaks awfully proud.
Thank you.
Well, special thanks going out to Handy Law Group. Are you one of those people that loses sleep at night wondering if your loved ones will be able to look after themselves after you have passed? Well, Handy Law Group can assist in making sure your estate is settled according to your wishes. They can help with wills, trusts, probate, power of attorney, and more. Now, you can rest easy knowing your loved ones will be taken care of and their inheritance protected. Handy Law Group can help with criminal and family law cases, adoptions, probate of business law, and so much more. Tell you what, put over 20 years of legal experience to work for you today. Call to set up your initial estate probate consultation, 701-780-1286. That's 701-780-1286. Handy Law Group, serving Eastern North Dakota and Western Minnesota. Hey, don't forget, too, I want to give it a little shout-out out there to Throttle Addiction. Check out their merchandise trailer. Going to be at the Red River Valley Motorcyclist Spirit of America Bike and Car Show. And get a hold of us. Shoot us a text, 701-213-0863. You want a pair of tickets to that thing, we can get you there, all right? Well, tomorrow, David Waterman with the Midwest Public Health Coalition is back with Dr. Dan Stanislawski. We're going to talk about this vaccine thing again and probably a little bit more. Hey, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us, and hit that notification bell on your phone, too, all right? We all know how great of a little town Grand Forks is. Well, Grand Forks' best source, giving it an identity again.